Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I want to explore this biggest lessons you've learned in organic content and TikTok. And so where do I want to start with this? I guess, like, broadly speaking, you know, organic short form video content has been such a powerful driver for you in this business. So what would you say are just, like, the broad lessons you've learned as a starting point?
I think consistency is always still key. So I think everybody knows, like, the algorithm just loves that. We started posting 3 times a week and now we're posting daily. I think we're going to try to post at least 3 times a day. So,
oh, wow.
I know. So when you think about it, that's 21 videos a week. But we want to do it. We want to work smarter, not harder. So we want to think of 7 ideas, but then how can we do each idea 3 different ways? So I think that's the beauty of TikTok. You can do a voiceover video, or you could do a trending sound video, or you could do a entertaining video, or you could even do one of those photo carousel videos. So pick one of those things, get one idea and try to do it 3 different ways. And I think that's a really good way to hack, you know, the quantity that you want to post on the app.
I have a few questions here just quickly before you go on. So when it comes to your like system and workflow and like process, are you thinking like, first of all, how do you come up with the ideas? And then what is the, are you like batch recording these kind of pieces of content, or are you like every day I have time scheduled between X and X? Are you kind of like doing everything from filming to editing and posting yourself? I just want to kind of understand like the system that you're using for your content creation, especially when we're thinking about daily, 3 times a day, like how do we manage that amount of content output?
Yeah. So I like to draw a lot of my inspiration from other creators on the app. So I find myself scrolling through the platform and I'm literally just saving videos. I'm like, that's a great idea. I love the way they film that. And the more you save, you're basically keeping it in a bank for later and you can refer back to them.
Your swipe file.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I love to think about a specific idea, and the ideas sit in 3 baskets, whether it's entertaining, educational, or inspirational. So I think of an idea and then I script it out. I love to write a script. And then from the script, that's when I think about what is the visual going to look like, and then what's the sound that I'm going to add to that idea. The second way I like to do it is because TikTok's such a great sound-based platform, sometimes the sound is what triggers my idea. So it could be a trending sound that I'm like, oh my gosh, that's such a great, you know, like clip of a viral sound that I could use. And then that would trigger, I don't even need a script for that sometimes. That would just trigger the idea of how I would film that and then go from there. So that's how I like to kind of curate my ideas. I'm either thinking about the idea or I can see a sound that kind of triggers an idea. And then in saying that, I think montage videos are probably like my biggest hack, because montage videos allow you to make an endless stream of content, especially when you're really lazy and you don't have a lot of time. So what I mean by that is you could literally just put your camera up, film yourself packing orders, film yourself going to the post office, filming yourself like looking at prototypes and then showing like the end result. And then when you piece that all together, people love to see how far you've grown and like see your journey. So whenever we don't have much time for filming, I have a bank of all this B-roll that I can use for later. And whenever I hear a trending sound, I'm like, oh, that could be great for another inspirational montage. Or maybe I can use the same montage and do a voiceover and tell my story in that way. So honestly, montage videos are like my go-to thing nowadays. And we've had so many millions of views from just montage video after montage video.
That's amazing. I mean, I love your montages. They are absolutely 5 stars. How much time do you reckon you spend on TikTok per day?
It's a good question. I probably scroll on there an hour in the morning and an hour at night throughout the day as well. Oh, God, I'll probably be embarrassed about my scroll time. But I try to scroll in the mornings, really, is where I try to just capture like ideas throughout the week and save sounds, save videos. And then by the end of the week, I'm like, okay, cool. I've got my ideas. I can script them out. I can figure out what it is I need to film and then batch film it all in that one day and then sort of edit it as I need to throughout the week.
And do you ever feel like, do you struggle with the negative side of TikTok when it comes to, or just content in general, like that feeling of like content burnout where you're kind of like, shit, I've committed, I need to post a video today, but I'm just not feeling it. Those kind of emotions that I hear a lot of founders go through.
Yeah, no, definitely. If there's a day that I feel like I don't feel like filming, I just don't do it. I'm like, it's going to show in my video that I'm just not feeling it. So I'm just going to park it for now, give myself a rest. And I think that's why maybe filming those montage videos and being able to post those kind of videos when you're not really feeling up to filming, or doing more like entertaining videos where you know they're short and snappy because you might be just doing like a lip sync, or you might, it's a lot quicker to film those kind of shorter videos. That's what I like to kind of film and maybe build kind of like a library of, so that when I'm not feeling up for posting, I can sort of use that instead.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.